Hey, courtside listeners, Dan Dockage here. Jason Fitz and L. Duncan had a great conversation with the composer of the Final Four anthem, One Shining Moment, David Barrett. He discussed the legacy of the song and how it became a staple in the CBS production. We wanted to share this interview with you on the back of our Final Four preview yesterday. Enjoy and remember to subscribe to the Spain and Fitz podcast on the ESPN app or wherever you listen to podcasts. Thank you.
I'm done talking with you. Can we bring David Barrett in, who is the songwriter behind One Shining Moment? And I'm David, I'm Elle, and this is Fitz, and thank you for being here, but I'm devastated because I love Jason Fitz, but I don't know if you just heard what he said, but it is blasphemous in my mind. Like, he...
Luther Vandross's voice is amazing, but it just doesn't touch my soul, David.
He rolled his eyes at the prospect of his being the best One Shining Moment version, and David, I don't know what to say to that. Do you?
Well, it seems like this is between the two of you. I'm a happily married man, so I know how to avoid these things.
No, that's well played. Now, I do want to ask you, David, because I think one of the most interesting things I learned in Nashville in my 20-plus years there was the process of songwriting, but also what it feels like to constantly hear your song on the radio by somebody that you may not, or you may like, or you may not like. So I'll ask you, without naming names, are there times when you listen to One Shining Moment, your eyes sort of roll and you think, it's not what I would have done?
Well, let me say, there's been four versions. The first one was me singing, and before they knew any better, that it was me. And so that went about 6-7 years, and then a Teddy Pendergrass. So, of course, Teddy brought a different thing entirely. And, he's Teddy Pendergrass. Luther is a voice of a generation, in my view. So when CBS called me up and asked, hey, would you mind if Luther Vandross would sing One Shining Moment? No, wouldn't mind at all.
Sure.
And then Jennifer Hudson sang it. She got a lot of bad press, but I thought she sang it great. They just put her picture on the screen too much, and I think that led to a palace revolt.
Let me ask you a quick follow-up there, because you just said, sure, CBS approached you. That's not always the case. Do they've come to you and said, hey, are you okay with someone singing? Has that been the process?
Well, it honestly, let me tell you about an old friend of mine. His name's Doug Tuohy. Doug died in 2011, and he was sort of my touchstone over at CBS. So he was always respectful, and he would call and say, what do you think about blah, blah, blah. So we never got into, I try to avoid undertakers and lawyers. So so we never really got to guys, adults in suits. He if I would have said, nah, I'm sure he would have respected that. But that hasn't happened. That never happened.
We've got David Barrett on with us right now, who wrote and originally sang his song One Shining Moment before Teddy Pendergrass, Luther Vandross, and Jennifer Hudson, and now Neo. Give us a little background. I mean, how does this song that is now the soundtrack to March Madness, how does it come together? Like, how did you write this, and what was the motivation?
Oh, boy, I'll give you the quick version. The reality was, I was playing in bars, and I became very talented after this song got discovered. but I had finished a night's work in this little funky little bar and bellied up to the bar, and arguably the world's most beautiful waitress sat down next to me, which shocked and frightened me. And I tried to explain how magnificent, at this point, Larry Bird was playing, and tried to explain the poetry of basketball to her. Suffice, she wasn't too impressed, but the reality is, then I got a pen and there was a napkin handy and wrote down the title, One Shining Moment. And then next day, a friend of mine who's always late was late, and I jotted down all the rest of the lyrics on another napkin and went home and wrote it in 20 minutes. So that's the honest truth.
one of the craziest parts from a songwriter's perspective is trying to follow up something that's impacted a generation or generations in your case. Mm-hmm. How do you, as a writer, sort of compartmentalize what that song has meant to your life and what it means to the world, but then move forward as a writer?
Oh, that's a really thoughtful question. It really is. I don't judge anything I write for good or ill. I'm grateful as can be that this song all of a sudden became this thing. And but I wrote a bunch of songs before and written a bunch after, and they're very important to me. And as I will say to you, if not for Armin Katayan taking this song over to CBS, who's a dear friend, and then Doug Tuohy hearing it at CBS, it would be another song on a cassette in my closet. So I have lots of songs, some of which you may have heard just because all of a sudden I became real talented after One Shining Moment and wrote a bunch of things for CBS. But this one, like American Pie, or you know what I mean? It just became this thing. And who knows why, but I'm sure as heck grateful.
We've got David Barrett on the line with us, who wrote One Shining Moment. Of course, you see it every single year at the end of the tournament. It's the montage. It's the highlight. And we were just saying this before we got you on the line, David, that there's some people that believe that because we all still love One Shining Moment, and it doesn't drive us crazy yet, and it hasn't, it's still not old to us, that we should retire it while it's still on top. Like, we should send it off like John Elway with a Super Bowl ring and call it a career.
I understand.
What do you think in terms of where the song currently sits and where you'd like to see it continue to go?
Well, another great question. This has happened since 5 years in, and there's a brand of people in the press. I call them Holden Caulfields, after Catcher in the Rye, and they 5 years in thought, well, we're done with that. I'm sick of that, you know. And they trade on the title One Shining Moment to complain about One Shining Moment. And you know, I think every time I hear it, I think, hey, that sounds right. So I don't apologize that people still like it. And I'm sure there's people go put on Jay-Z or whatever, and that's cool. But at this point, I think a lot of people like the song, and, you know, until the people at the networks feel differently, then I think you're stuck with me.
Hey, we're happy to be stuck with that. So let me, I'll never forget the first time I was listening to the radio and I heard something that I had played on. Walk me through the first moment you actually see this on television.
Oh, yeah. I was at a little funky bar again in Lansing, Michigan with my always late friend Mark. And we had no idea what was going to happen. None. So we're just sitting there at the end. It was an Indiana game, Indiana-Syracuse. Keith Smart hits it. They break to another song of mine called Golden Street, which is a composition, and it's this prelude, and then they break into this. And I honestly turned to my friend and said, they got it exactly right. Mm-hmm. And that's my friend Doug. That when I write, at least, there's a movie going on in my mind. And Doug and CBS, to their credit, made it, you know, visual poetry. And I couldn't have been happier. I about fell over.
David Barrett is on the line with us. One Shining Moment, Jason Fitz, and L. Duncan. There's no way, though, that you can have the soundtrack to March Madness and not get in on the action. Do you fill out a bracket?
Oh, I do. It's I take on my wife, whose bracket is determined by the cheerleaders' outfits, and she beats me every year. So
who's your final four this year, David?
Well, let's see. I'm a homer, so I want Michigan and Michigan State to make it. I think Virginia will be there, and I'm thinking North Carolina.
Well, North Carolina, my Final Four, too.
I will say your Final Four can't go any worse than mine already.
Yep.
Done. My bracket, it took no time to bust mine. David, we appreciate your time, man. Congratulations on epic
Thank
generational success. You've made music that impacted multiple generations. That's not easy to do, and we're really thankful that you took the time to come on with us.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks, David.
Okay.